You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Earlier this week, in response to councillor feedback, Mayor Wayne Brown announced a new committee structure for Auckland Council and made changes to the Auckland Transport Board. This restructuring intends to streamline decision-making and put council's focus on delivering the new long-term plan. Additionally, the decision on a proposal to move rubbish bin collection to a fortnightly service could be decided next month. The proposal is part of Council's Waste Management and Minimisation Plan to reduce waste and carbon emissions. I asked Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics, as well as what the newly announced National Land Transport Program means for Auckland. Through the long-term plan process, Mayor Wayne Brown received councillor feedback that the current councillor structure wasn't operating as efficiently as it could. As such, Brown announced a new council committee structure, as well as changes to the Auckland Transport Board. Would you be able to briefly run through what these changes are to council structure?
Yes, so it's kind of tweaking the structure that we've had through the term, but there's a couple of fairly significant changes. So we've got a new transport chair, which is Andy Baker, who I'm looking at right now and is about to be presenting to the committee. We've got Maurice Williamson's joined the Auckland Transport Board. We've got a couple of new kind of committees called the Community Committee, you know, and I myself got a bit of a bump in the gig. I'm now the Deputy Chair of the Budget Committee, which is pretty cool. So I'll be able to sort of have more yarns about the finances of the city in coming weeks with the listeners. So that's pretty exciting. So that's kind of where we've got in the committee, kind of tweaking structures. It's just got to be fit for purpose because we've got a very big year coming up.
How will these changes address structural concerns and help council operate more efficiently then?
Yeah, I think the theory for the structural changes is actually to kind of reduce meeting time, and that's going to allow us to spend a lot more time within our constituencies working on the issues that really plague our residents day to day. And that's a really positive thing. But at the same time, if we're more efficient with our committees, that means we're making the big decisions at the same time and having some time and space to do that. So, yeah, I'm very excited about it.
I also wanted to ask about Auckland Council's proposal to move rubbish bin collections in Auckland to a fortnightly service that could be decided next month. Why has Council proposed this change?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. It's been sort of long signalled in the Waste Minimisation Plan. And look, there are benefits to a fortnightly rubbish collection. So one of the major things is cost savings. So reduced collection frequency, that gets passed on to ratepayers because we run our rubbish in kind of a cost recovery basis. We don't get profit from that. The main aim, though, is to reduce waste to landfill. And what's happening is a fortnightly rubbish collection is expected to reduce the amount of waste to 32,000 tonnes per year. So that's significant. That's fewer trucks on the road. That is climate change benefits. So, you know, there are a lot of benefits. The problems, for some residents, they would prefer to have a weekly collection and they'd prefer to run it much the way that they're doing now. So there is no right answer to this, but I really thank everybody for their contributions and feeding back to us, and we'll see how it goes next month.
Manurewa Papakura Ward Councillor Daniel Newman says the proposal is not what all Aucklanders want and that moving rubbish collection to a fortnightly service would be a disservice to hardworking South Aucklanders. Are concerns such as these, as well as those regarding households with different needs, being considered in this proposal too?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that's being considered are different bin sizes. So, you know, if you produce less waste, because we get that a lot in Waitakere, a lot of people say, look, we've got less waste than fortnightly. We put it out every 6 weeks kind of thing. So you can get a smaller bin and you can actually pay less on your rates as part of that. You can actually get a larger bin as well for people that are high waste producers. But yeah, look, I'd say that he's speaking for his community and that's totally fine. We're open to a bunch of different feedback and we've got to put it all together and see where we land on it.
And I also wanted to ask about the government's announcement on the National Land Transport Program. It dedicated a record $32.9 billion investment in New Zealand's transport network with the intent to create a more reliable and efficient transport network to boost economic growth and productivity. Was Auckland Council pleased to see this announcement?
Transport is inherently political, and I would imagine that we'd ask 20 councillors and get 20 different responses as to how good of an announcement it was. But I think just from an organisational perspective, a lot of what we have been lobbying for has come through. So that's a good thing. My particular issue, if you don't mind me saying, is the North West Rapid Transit Corridor, and there's funding in there for that. We desperately need a busway to go out to Massey and Westgate and through to Kumeu, and that's in, so I'm delighted about that. Some of the other spending, particularly cuts to walking and cycling, I'm a little bit less enthused by. But that's kind of how it all balances out, yeah.
And what does the National Land Transport Program mean for Auckland and Auckland Transport?
Yeah, so what it means is, look, there'll be significant investments in roads, and I can see here we're prioritising roads of national significance. There's three of them, Warkworth to Wellsford, Mill Road and the East West Link. Regional significance proposals in terms of another northwest kind of alternative state highway, looking at like going through Taupaki kind of area. Papakura's Drury, Penlink, you know, there's a bunch of roading investment in here. That's kind of a redirection of where we have traditionally travelled as a council in the past several years, where we've been more interested in kind of discussing the climate change implications of transport, more interested in extending our bus network and making it cheaper, and of course prioritising safety concerns. So these are the kind of things where there's been a balance and there's been a bit of a change in focus, and we're going to have to respond to that.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about changes to Auckland Council's committee structure, a proposal to introduce fortnightly rubbish collection, and what the government's National Land Transport Program means for Auckland.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.